What is going on, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Cheers from the Press Box. I am your host, Brennan Tassif, coming to you live. Live to tape? I don't know. Anyway, I'm joined, as always, by my good friend and co-host, Mr. Joe Dorville. What is up,
What's going on? What's going on, buddy? How you feeling? How you doing?
Good, good, good. All good things. You're coming from the movies. You just saw a great film.
Yep. Just saw a really good film. One of Them Days, starring Keke Palmer and SZA. This is not an ad. I don't know why you teed me up on that, but yeah.
Well, because you said it was you went in with low expectations and it quintupled your expectations.
Yeah, so. It did. It was a laugh riot.
Laugh riot. Okay, for anybody who's new to the show, we're going to take you through all the major things happening in the major sports, which this week means the NFL. We got playoffs. Playoffs! We've got the playoffs.
Playoffs.
And then I'm so upset that DraftKings took that, the Jim Mora playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And
now
they're doing it in every ad. And it's very frustrating because I was like, that was me and Joe's thing. It was like a thing. And then we're going to talk about the Natty National Championship. I was wrong. I had the winner, but not the way I thought.
I was like, you weren't wrong.
I thought it was going to be a boat race, and it was more of a canoe race. We're going to talk about the NBA and what's going on. We'll get into the quick hits where we'll quickly touch on some topics. The Fulham Corner, everyone's favorite new segment. Well, not new, but since who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down is done. Fulham Corner and then press conference. So before we get too far into anywhere, Joe!
Ready to return the opening kickoff. Perfect way to kick off. Here we go.
All right, Joe. We're talking about the playoffs. First thing we're going to do is go over some of the divisional round. Do you have the time by any chance, or do you just want to go in order?
The question would be, what would you say if I told you it's time for
game of the week? Game of the week. I would say Buffalo Baltimore game of the week.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. There were three very competitive games.
Absolutely.
This one, I will say, was a snooze fest for the first half. I kind of kicked out after Lamar's two turnovers. And then it got interesting after the half.
Yeah, it did. It wasn't game of the week by a competitive standpoint, as Joe alludes to. It was a very boring first half in the sense that, like, there was weather issues. There was like mistakes all over the place. And you're like, these are supposed to be the MVPs. Like, what's happening? That first drive when Buffalo drove it down the field and scored, I was like, all right, let's go. Here we go.
Baltimore drove, scored.
Yeah.
Buffalo. And I was like, let's go. And then it just kind of meandered.
Yeah.
The two turnovers led to points. I think one of them led to points at the very least. And then, it was 21-10. And I was like, whew, this is not good for my agenda.
Yeah. So Buffalo ends up winning this game. It becomes a lot closer. They win by 2, 27-25. Let's talk about it. So the ball, Matthew Stafford actually said it in his pregame talk, but he had a really good point. They said, hey, are you worried about playing in the rain or the snow? And he made a good point, which I never really thought of. He said every snow game is different because they use different like balls, so they react differently to the weather, which I was like, it's the same ball for every, but it is true. Like some of them, they use that slicker ball. Like the quarterback gets to pick the balls they want to use.
Yeah.
And so I found that fascinating. And so then fast forward to we're watching this game and the ball was like shiny. Like it was so hard and like frozen almost. Buffalo wins this game. I don't think the best team won. I did pick Buffalo, but that was more my Josh Allen backing because he's always my fantasy quarterback. I would have been happy with either team winning because this is a Lamar podcast and everybody knows that. The two things I want to mention, and then I'll let you take it away.
Okay.
I feel bad for Mark Andrews as a borderline Hall of Fame tight end to have made two egregious mistakes.
Really three, but no one talks about that first one.
The first drop?
Yeah, the first drop, because that, I think,
that stalled the whole drive.
Play,
it was a sack.
I think the next play is the fumble.
Yeah, the
and
sack
that
fumble.
They wouldn't have been in that position.
Yeah.
It's similar to like if you go back to the Eagles Super Bowl, there's a false start that precedes Jalen's one fumble. And it's like, yeah, I feel like if we would have got the first down, a drawback wouldn't have been what they went to. Like, and that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, 100%. I think these specific play, I think every play, creates a butterfly effect. I will say, this is the thing. This is why I bring it up, because there's players like Travis Kelce or Gronk towards the end of his career where they'll have slow starts, but everyone's like, don't worry about it. For anybody who played fantasy this year, Mark Andrews had the slowest start, and he got into a car accident and he had some stuff going on. But what I'm saying is, by the end of the season, he was playing a lot better, and they were like getting him involved.
I think he had his most touchdown this season.
Yeah,
he ended up with like.
And I remember thinking, he's getting hot at the right time. They're going to go into the playoffs with a hot Mark Andrews. They have Isaiah Likely. They love to run those two tight end sets. Now that Zay Flowers wasn't there, I was like, they're going to be impossible to beat. And then Mark puts up whatever this game was, and I was like,
one he'd like to forget.
Yeah, of course. And you know, no shade, but it's just like, no, you were the linchpin, you were the piece that was going to put the puzzle together, because they're keying on Derrick Henry, they're doubling Likely in some of these sets, and you're like, no, like, you were supposed to be the guy, you're Mr. Reliable, and he just wasn't. So that, and then the other big takeaway I took from it was Buffalo's defense is better than I had imagined that they could have been in this game. Maybe it was the weather. Maybe it was obviously, like I said, I think they played better with the Derrick Henry. I thought this game was going to get away from them quickly, the way Lamar was running around, and they won. So, I mean, and they didn't even score. The Baltimore didn't even put up 30 points. So I think if Baltimore came out swinging, it was over. And they held him in there. They sacked Lamar like five times.
They sacked him two times.
Oh.
I don't know. Perception sometimes isn't reality.
That's true. So, that's the problem with watching these games all the way through and not just checking box scores. Because it's like, Lamar seems like he's under a lot of pressure.
They sacked him twice. Reason I say their defense didn't really, like, they didn't, like Lamar said it, I don't know, did you see his post game?
No, I didn't see the press.
Which I thought was really good. I didn't see it. I saw it. I didn't see it live. I saw it today, but Monty Jones played it. And he was just like lamenting, like, we were moving the ball, but we shot ourselves in the foot, and we can't win if we're going to have turnovers. Like, I got to clean that up. We have to clean that up as a team. Like, that is going to obviously hold us back. And they had three turnovers in this game. Brent, they outthrew the Buffalo Bills. They outran the Buffalo Bills. Like, they outgained them by a good bit. You want to know how much yards Josh Allen had through the air?
Through the air? It was something stupid. It was like 120, wasn't it?
127.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He was
no touchdowns.
He had two rushing.
Like, he had two rushing. He wasn't, you know how many times he ran the ball?
Yeah, I can tell you right now. Don't tell
me. It's not funny if you do it that way.
Oh my God, 10 times.
10 times for 20 yards.
Yeah, that's not great.
So it wasn't, and they ran James Cook 17 times for 67. They did it, and some of that is predicated on short fields because of the turnovers. But if Baltimore... Baltimore spots you the two turnovers. If Mark Andrews, and I feel bad for him, if he doesn't make that third turnover, this game is a lot different.
Yeah.
If he just, even with that, if he catches the 2-point conversion, I don't know what the game ends up looking like, because in the second half, Buffalo, you talk about Buffalo's defense figuring it out. Baltimore's defense figured it out.
1,000%.
In the second half, they only allowed two field goals.
Yeah.
They figured it out immensely. Only 6 points Buffalo got in the second half.
And one of those field goals was Baltimore when they were on like the 2-yard line. Yeah.
Yeah. And they stopped them on third and didn't they didn't get any closer because they tried to run out of the shotgun, and then Josh Allen tried to make mistakes by trying to pitch it back.
You saw it too. Don't do it. I did want to say, I want to clean this up. Lamar Jackson was hit 5 times in the pocket, but only sacked twice. So this is the thing, and we're going to talk about this in the next game, absolutely, because it has a lot to do with it. But I do enjoy the fact that home field still matters in the sense of weather conditions for the NFL. It's like Buffalo's used to playing in that. But here's the thing. So is Baltimore. The weather's not great in Baltimore. So, like, we're going to talk about it in the next game with Houston and Kansas City, but Houston's not used to playing in that kind of shit. But Baltimore is. So the turnovers, the mistakes seem so uncharacteristic of a team that's used to playing in that kind of condition.
So I really suggest, and I should have clipped it, but Martin Luther King Day, I wasn't about to do the actual work. But Lamar explained both of his turnovers, and they made 100% sense. With the interception, he said, I basically threw the ball too quick. I was supposed to hold the safety with my eyes. I saw the coverage that they were playing, and I tried to throw it to the spot beforehand, and I didn't hold the safety long enough. Mm-hmm. Boom. He said with the second one, it was an RPO. He didn't give it to the running back. He was going to throw it, but then he realized that one of his offensive linemen got too far upfield. So instead of taking the penalty, he tried to squeeze the ball to run upfield and make something out of it, squeezed it too tight, it slipped out. So that's kind of what happened. Not to say that the weather didn't play a factor, because it did play a factor, but that's how those two turnovers end up happening. But yeah, man, it ended up shaping out to be a good game, a thrilling game. I literally, after they scored, I'm like, oh snap, we're in it, baby. 2-point conversion, we're going to overtime. And
Mark Andrews was so open too.
He threw it, Brendan. I'm gonna say it, but I'm gonna demonstrate so you can see. So people, what I'm gonna show Brendan is my reaction when the ball was thrown. I jumped up because there's no way he's not catching this because he's wide open. And then when he didn't, I, as if I was a gymnast, didn't put my feet on the ground. I just laid straight down. So it was something like,
and I basically did like a burpee.
Effectively, I did a burpee.
You know what that's reminiscent of? My mom calling me to tell me that FAU was going to the national championship. That's very reminiscent of that when there's only seconds left and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe they did it. They're going to the, oh my God, what just happened? No, Brennan, I'm so sorry. That was very reminiscent of that because he was open. I mean, the ball was a little underthrown, but he was open. He could have caught it. He should have caught it.
But
that's the
thing. Just like there was a play early in the game, and I think it was on the first drive, and Baltimore ended up scoring, so you kind of forget about it. But Lamar threw a similar pass to
the Derrick Henry one. Yeah.
And he dropped it.
It was like the exact same thing. It was like a little bit behind him, so they turned around to try and grab it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Buffalo moves on. We'll talk about who we got and then conference championships coming up. But yeah, this was like Joe said, I completely agree. The first 7 minutes of this game was thrilling. The middle like 28, 35 minutes was kind of like, what the fuck's going on? And then the final quarter, it was back to being thrilling again. But
Great game. I would say give it up to Buffalo. They did what they had to do.
100%.
Just because it wasn't flashy, like, you know, you would want, doesn't mean they didn't go out there and execute a game plan.
1,000%.
A lot of times it's making the most out of someone else's mistakes, whether you caused the fumble or interception. You made sure you caught it.
Yeah.
Interception. You made sure you jumped on that ball. Von Miller picking it up and running.
Dude, that was great. I got excited for Von Miller. But what does Vince Lombardi say? Luck is preparation and timing. That's like you got to be ready. when you get your opportunities, and they were ready. I did find it hilarious that Buffalo was trying to big boy, like big dog the Ravens.
Yeah.
Like number 69 or 79, their right tackle was like getting in people's faces and stuff. And I was like, this is not the team, dude. This is not the team.
Like, settle down, everybody. Yeah, but I must say, there was some Josh Allen said at the end. And I was like, brother, what are we doing here?
I was very moved. I forgot that they were in the same draft. And I recorded all the games so I could go back and watch the ones I missed on Saturday because of work. Those pregame divisional playoff like hype videos.
Oh, I don't watch any of that stuff.
You should have watched lock the in one for the before game. Your game, the Philly game with Weapon care. X. Oh my God. Brian Dawkins got me fired up.
Okay. I saw it though. I saw him running out on the field. That was pretty great.
That's so funny. But, you're like one of those people who's like, no, I didn't see it. And it's like, well, I saw it on like the internet later, but I didn't
know what it was. I didn't know that was what you were referring to. I thought like
that was exciting.
You know how they do like the broadcast pieces of like, oh, what happened when, oh, drafted in the 79th, when they do like all the featurettes and stuff. That's the word I was looking for. I thought you were talking about something like that. I didn't know you were talking about
when
Evan X ran out and had the crowd.
Dude,
but
love that
one
guy.
Thing I will, last thing I'll say on this game. Last game, don't look it up, please. Last game, do you know how many times Lamar Jackson ran the ball?
And the week before in the wild card?
Yeah. Pittsburgh game.
Oh, Pittsburgh? Probably like 4.
What? Did you watch the game against Pittsburgh?
No. Don't tell anyone.
He ran it 15 times.
That's too many times in that game. They were destroying them.
A lot of that run was early on in the game. Okay. Because they were running RPOs, they were crashing on Derrick Henry, so he was pulling and he was running out. You know how many times he ran in this game?
I'm gonna go with 4 on this one. No, I'm
six
kidding. I watched
times,
this game. Yeah, he ran it a couple of times.
6 times, and none of them were designed runs.
Yeah, and that's the other interesting thing. Him and Jaden Daniels, because Josh Allen isn't as quick as they are. He's pretty fast, but he's not as quick. When I see them take off, I honestly go, why don't you do this every play? And then I remember, oh, yeah, you're getting hit by 300-pound dudes, and it's freezing cold out. But, like, I remember when the Ravens played the Jags this year because the game was pretty close for a little while, but every, like, third down, like, Lamar would just take off. And I go, you can't fucking do it. You can't fucking do it.
How do you stop that?
They had
I just feel like they could have ran it. Like, call me naive. There shouldn't be a playoff game if you're Baltimore where Derrick Henry doesn't run it a minimum of 25 times. At least 20 times. He ran it only 16 times. Doesn't run it at least 25 times. And again, you're playing for your playoff life. Lamar, being that he is Lamar, needs to run it at least 8 to 10 times minimum.
Yeah, they did show the defense that they were running, how Milano was like playing spy.
A spy, basically.
Yeah, but he was like disguising it to where like the defensive line was going one way and then he was coming over the top because Lamar would look and think like, oh, I've got all this room, and then Milano's closing. And that's all well and good, but the first time they were pointing it out, Lamar juked him and fucking took
off. Yeah, I was about to say, but the thing is also you got to catch him.
Yeah, so you got to catch him.
My thing is, if you're not even going to threaten him, he kind of gets in a relaxed position.
Yeah.
So...
All right,
I don't know. I still think there's a lot to clean up there for them. And
the shitty thing is that we have to wait a whole season.
Quiet's kept. I think John Harbaugh might be at the end.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what should happen?
Mike Tomlin go to Baltimore.
Mike Tomlin for John Harbaugh. Yeah,
straight up.
No, that'll be amazing.
Straight up.
They would never do it because it's a division, but. I think that would be
fantastic. If Mike Tomlin's like, I'm sick of fucking having all these reclamation projects, and Harbaugh's like, you know, I want a new challenge.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, I want to go somewhere else where I can stay for 40 years.
That's crazy. All right, we spent a lot of time on that game, but that was probably one of the better games. I mean, these were all pretty good games. But
yeah, 3 good games.
Yeah, we'll get through this one. Texans Chiefs. Everyone wants to talk about the refs. That's all well and good.
Jesus Christ.
It was bad. It was bad refing.
It was pretty egregious. I said this in several places. I'm usually not the refs are on the Chiefs side, but
yeah, you've been kind of anti that this whole season.
The two roughing the passers. Yeah. I was like, brother, are we playing football? What are we doing?
Did you see what Vontaze Burfict tweeted?
No, I didn't. What are you doing?
Vontaze Burfict said, if someone signs me to a contract and this gets to over 100,000 likes, I will join that team and end this guy's career. I was like, oh, that's dude.
Aggressive, brother. Nobody wants that. He's like, I'm going to show you what a real helmet to helmet is.
Yeah, like, I was like, but, bro, you got bounced from the league for getting too many of these.
But my thing is, like, with the second one, is like the first one, I hate it, but that's the NFL ecosystem we kind of live in now, and I feel like they're going to call that. The second one is the one where I'm like, yo, man, you can't stand there for 10 seconds and then decide to give yourself – you were playing hooky. You're playing possum with everybody, like, ooh, am I going out? Am I going to stay in? And then decide to drop it the final hour, and, like, that can't be a flag.
Yeah, so I've actually heard a couple of podcasts talking about they might have to institute a flopping rule for the quarterbacks because...
Yeah, and then he tried to flop later, and I was like, bro, what are we doing?
And it's I find it fascinating because we will know... Just real quick, Kansas City wins. Houston, I say this every game, don't put it in the ref's hands. Don't do that. Like, you were losing. Like, you had so... They had so many mistakes on special teams. It was ridiculous. Like, they were making... They didn't play up to their potential, like just what we're talking about with Baltimore. Like, those mistakes added up and compounded, and then they lost. I mean, a couple of those drives, yeah, were bullshit. A couple of those flags were bullshit. I'm interested to see. There's two outcomes here. Either the NFL goes to the refs for the AFC Championship game and goes, "You made us look like idiots. Don't do that again." And Mahomes gets dinged up a little bit, or all the tinfoil hat conspiracy theory people are right, and the NFL goes, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to find out on Sunday.
The frustrating thing is the NFL, I believe, made a statement already after the game and said, like, both calls were correct.
Yeah. So,
which, okay. I don't know if that's just CYB, CYA, or they actually believe that, or they're just saying that because that was the call. Those were the calls on the field. And they can be like, hey, we can't ref like this anymore. Like, this guy is trying to skirt the rules and circumvent, like, football, use it to his advantage. And, like, I don't dislike Patrick Mahomes, but he's trying to make me with those three plays, honestly. Like, that was very annoying to watch.
It was interesting.
One of them I can't even blame on him. The ref just called it. The second one, and the attempt at flopping.
Yeah.
It was like, bro, what are we doing here?
I thought it was fascinating that it was against the Texans, who have a dirty-ass captain on defense.
You should have just won.
I figured Al Shaair would just crush him and just be like, what's up?
Can do it. If he did that again, he's probably out for the rest of his life.
I took out Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to take out Patrick Mahomes. I'm just taking out all these first-round QBs. We thought Kansas City would win. Kansas City did win. I'm excited for Houston because they can clean up some of this mess, and they have a very young team. So moving forward, I think they're going to be A-OK. C.J. Stroud didn't play his best. This whole season wasn't his best. That was disappointing for what we thought he was going to be going into this year. But it's just a little sophomore slump. That's more of an NBA thing. But, you know, Josh Allen had one too. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think Josh Allen got better in a second year.
I thought it was his third year where he took off.
Third year, he took the crazy leap. But I think he got incrementally better every year.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was so bad in his first year. So it's just a little flippy flop.
But Houston needs to do two things to take away from the season. One, fix the line.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I thought they had a good offensive line going into the season, but it just didn't look that way.
It wasn't bad. And Laremy Tunsil was like a pro bowler, all pro type of guy. But he also, from some people that I like to listen to on offensive line, they said he actually took a step back. He wasn't his normal self this season for the most part. Sense. And just, there's no way to like do this. Like, there's no way to guarantee this, but just get healthy. Like, the whole receiving corps was a mass unit. You had guys I've never heard of, Xavier Hutchinson. And who's Zay Jared Wayne.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these people are. Jared Wayne sounds like a John Wayne character.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I don't know who my man is out here trying to sling this ball to.
Please tell me it's a white guy, Jared Wayne.
No, both of them black.
So, Jared Wayne just sounds like he's from the South.
But shout out to Travis Kelce, man. He knows when and where to deliver a big game. When the lady's in the stands, like, he about to go crazy.
I said it before, I said it again. Fuck that guy. All right, let's go. If you'd like to know why, you can check out Tales from the Restaurant on my Patreon. Anyway,
Kansas City won that game by throwing the ball to one receiver for the entirety of the game.
Xavier Worthy?
Xavier Worthy, the only receiver with a kick.
Yep. All right, let's talk about it. The heartbreak of the playoffs, the pumpkin, or the, what is it? The carriage turning into a pumpkin.
Clyde strikes 12 on Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff. We're talking about the Washington Commanders at the number one seed Detroit Lions. This game was a shootout in the best of senses, but Jared Goff, what did he end up with? Two picks? Three picks? Two picks, right?
Three picks.
You can't.
And did he have a fumble too? Yeah, and he had a fumble.
Yeah, and he had a fuck. He tried. They had their 5-turnover game and ended up winning. He tried to do it. He can't. I feel so bad because Brian Flores.
Can't get away with it twice.
I know. Brian Flores is going to go to Jacksonville. Ben Johnson's already with Chicago. Like, you're losing this. They'll get their defense back and healthy again, which is going to be fantastic. I mean, they
what Brian Flores had to do with Detroit?
Huh?
Did you just mix up two black DCs?
No. I said Aaron Glenn's going to go to Jacksonville.
You said Brian Flores.
You're out of your mind. I didn't say that.
Well, it's recorded.
Damn it. I did say that, but I'm excited to see Brian Flores to Jacksonville. Aaron Glenn is going to go to another team, not Jacksonville, because Brian Flores will be in Jacksonville. But so they're losing all these pieces. Jared Goff is not... And I feel bad because he looked like the guy that gave him the extension. But it seems like Ben Johnson is running into the same problems that Sean McVay did. And Sean McVay was like, I can't win with this guy. I can't win the
big
one.
Is that what you think happened there?
Well, he wanted Matthew Stafford because they went to Cancun or Cabo or something together.
That's not what I think happened there. I think Ben Johnson drinking a little of that Kyle Shanahan juice.
Okay. What's your take on this?
Drinking that Kyle Shanahan juice.
I think Jared Goff just shrunk in the moment, but
hold on. He's the highly touted wonder kid that is interviewing for all the jobs, and he's on a big stage, and he's like, ha ha, I turned Jared Goff into what y'all like, into what y'all want. So you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna give it to my running back who's running it at 7 yards a clip right now.
Yeah.
In Jahmyr Gibbs, who has 105 yards on 14 carries and 2 TDs. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm going to sling this pill with Jared Goff all night long. That's very Matt Ryan-esque, 28-3.
Yeah.
Instead of running that clock, just let's keep throwing this bad boy. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm the boy genius, right? I'm going to get the guy.
Got super aggressive.
I'm going to get the guy who was gambling on games, who got pulled over by the police with a gun in his car, but didn't get arrested for it. And I'm going to ask him to throw the ball on a reverse off his back foot because I'm a genius.
Do you think at any point they said, hey...
Because I'm a genius.
If it's not open, don't throw it to Jameson.
It's like trusting a 2-year-old with scissors. Don't put it in his hands if you don't think he's going to do something with it.
Yeah, it's... I feel bad, man. I feel bad because I really wanted Detroit. Everyone knows my second team.
I really wanted Detroit. I really wanted Detroit. I know
you did too.
You saw that defense, motherfucker.
It was bad. Washington wins in a shootout. Jane Daniels looks great. Looks fantastic. Everyone needs to slow down on the, this is like the greatest rookie of all. Like, we just said that last year about CJ Stroud because he didn't throw a pick till week 10.
We have.
Everyone chill.
Recency bias is out of control.
Yeah. But he is playing really well. We'll get into.
Not the first rookie to make it to a conference championship.
Yeah, he won't be the first rookie to win a Super Bowl, which he won't do because he's not going to make it through next week. I don't know if anyone else saw Jalen Carter, but.
There might be a problem.
Yeah, so again, just nothing else to say. Jared Goff kind of turned into a pumpkin. I love Dan Campbell. I feel bad for this Detroit Lions team and these fans.
I feel bad that they didn't make it to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, well, because this is the thing where it's like, there's not reload. We're not coming back next year. There's no reload.
Yeah. I mean, there's reload, but there's not like... I don't think it gets any better than this. This was as good as it was going to get.
Yeah.
I think Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously, if not takes a step to become like that lineage of a Derrick Henry and a Saquon, him and Bijan Robinson, I think are the next two running backs to kind of take that mantle. But as far as like, I think they paid Amon-Ra. Yeah, I guess the linchpin is Goff as good as he was for 17 games?
But the thing is, on paper, they have St. Brown.
Because everything's kind of in place.
Yeah, they have Williams. They have the tight end.
They got Montgomery. They got Gibbs, Laporta. You're right.
Yeah, so it's like, and they have a great offensive line. So it's like, to your point, to the point that we've been making, it's like it all hinges on Goff. And now you're going to take out the wunderkind, the boy genius, and you're going to bring in some other offensive
coordinator. Because I'm a genius.
So, yeah, I think it's going to go down. I mean, the defense will be better because they'll be more healthy. There's no way they can be less healthy than they were this year. But
Ben Johnson was like, yo, I just manufactured a touchdown drive with Teddy two gloves in.
That was
after
crazy.
after getting off the bus of coaching his own team. I got this. Jameson launched this bit 30 yards down the field.
Can I be honest? After watching this game, I am very actually happy that the Jags didn't get Ben Johnson. Because we talked about this over and over. There's a difference between a play caller and a culture builder. I don't think Ben Johnson is a culture builder. I think he's a play caller, and I'm actually super stoked that we're going to go with Brian Flores, a culture builder and a defensive guy.
Yeah. Very interested to see how Ben Johnson does with Caleb Williams, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Washington, man. Their defense didn't look great. More or less lucked into a lot of poor decisions.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can I talk about one thing? Another thing with Jared Goff.
It's our podcast. We do whatever we want.
And his poor decision making. As a quarterback, you're never going to make the tackle on the pick six, my guy.
Oh my God. He almost got
killed. He almost got killed. Walk to the sideline.
Do the Aaron Rodgers and go, and just start walking away.
Do the Big Ben. The only time I'll ever advise anybody to do something like Big Ben, just lay on the ground and curl up in the fetal position. Like, you're not going to do anything. And the only thing you're going to do is when a defensive back or a linebacker sees you,
is and they're like, oh, come on, yeah.
You know what I want to, you know what I've been trying to do all game? Take your fucking head off. So you know what I'm going to do right now? Take your fucking head off.
The only quarterback I would ever advise to actually go and make a tackle is Cam Newton. Oh, well, yeah, but Cam Newton is
still in the league. You're right.
Yeah.
Did you see Cam Newton fucking jumping from the boat to the helicopter?
No, what was this?
Oh, you didn't see the Special Forces clip? Oh, it was circulating all online. Even though I just told you earlier, I'm not very online anymore.
Yeah, you said you're offline.
I'll send it to you later.
Yeah, send it, because I love that show. Well, I love the idea of that show. I've never actually seen an episode.
Wait, weren't you? What? Or was it Greg? I was just talking to somebody who was watching.
It must have been Greg.
It had to be Greg, okay. Yeah, because I was in that clip, they keep cutting to this one light-skinned black dude. And in my mind, I was like, is that fucking Golden Tate?
Is it Golden Tate?
And then I asked Greg, and he was like, yeah, it's Golden Tate. I was like, why the fuck do I know what Golden Tate looks like where I could just identify the street?
Golden Tate is a very attractive man.
he's a handsome brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, Washington on the flip side of this, Jaden Daniels looked very good.
You just Jaheim Dallin'd him.
I know, right? And he's already black. He was able to, he made some really spectacular plays. That one pass to Deami Brown that literally caught it with his eyes closed because DB was covering his eyes. That was pretty insane.
He can put the ball kind of wherever he wants.
He kind of can. The thing, I mean, that's more future looking, but their defense isn't that great.
No.
And the move that they thought that was going to be revolutionary, which was bringing Marshawn Lattimore, hasn't really paid dividends that much.
No, he was getting toasted last week.
Yeah.
The defense seems more Saintsy, like more opportunistic than actually good. Which we've talked about several times on the show. It will only take you as far as it will take you. There will be a game where you're not getting picks. There will be a game where they're protecting the ball, where it's one of the best running backs in the NFL. And that's going to be a game where it's not like, oh, cool, we can try and like, because as much shit as everybody wants to talk about Jalen not getting rid of the ball, he still doesn't throw that many interceptions either, because he'll take a sack before he'll throw a pick.
We'll get to it. You know what? Let's go to it now.
Yeah.
I need everybody to calm the fuck down. Brandon, sorry, I'm going to jump in here. I need everybody to calm the fuck down, all right? People are saying, oh, Jalen, what's he going to deliver in the pass game? What is he going to do in the back? Jalen threw a ball. Mind you, he was only had 5 incompletions. Jalen threw a ball in the snow that hit A.J. Brown in the solar plexus. And A.J., I'm going to give him the weather. Due to the weather, the ball bounced off his chest, juggled it, fell on the ground. He was out of bounds when he fell on the ground. So that doesn't count. That was a touchdown, mind you. And then he throws a screen pass to Goddard that gets us to like the 2-yard line, but then that gets called back because of an illegal man downfield. Jalen, the team is set up, and I think I referred to this last week. This team reminds me a lot, and especially this postseason run so far, reminds me a lot of 2018, where he's coming into the postseason a little hurt, dealing with some sort of injury. He's not asked to do a lot. The run game and the defense is really kind of taking us there, but when he's asked to make plays in moments, he makes them.
Yeah.
He had a 40-yard run for a touchdown. He made the fourth down completion to open the game. He hit a 4-yard, or it was like a 6-yard completion to A.J. Brown on fourth down to get a first down late in the game to keep the chains moving. He's getting better at calling the audibles and everything and fixing the protection. Too many sacks in this game. Mm-hmm. I think I called that last week by saying, hey, something's wrong with the interior of the line right now.
You said that, yeah.
I don't know if it's protection. I don't know if it's the protection calls or whatnot. But, yeah, Jared Verse and the gang really got loose on that.
Jared Verse is great, by the way.
Oh, man. That kid looked phenomenal. I'm not going to front. Annoying, but, you know, he's from Florida State, so what can you expect?
Yeah, right.
But no, and then the defense were able to put the screws in this game. Got way too close for comfort.
Yeah, that final drive, I was very much like, if I want anybody, it's Stafford and McVay on this. Yeah. And he just overthrew. I don't know. They were calling, and I heard this after the fact, they were calling, like, apparently Sean McVay saw pass interference or holding or something and was, like, calling for it, but all coaches will do that. But yeah. Stafford, like,
the ball went way out of bounds.
Way over.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that ball was thrown out of play. Like, you're not getting that, my guy.
And that had everything to do with Jalen Carter rushing the throw.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And on the previous play, just getting right through the middle and getting a sack to force it to be a longer down and distance. But I think this team is 100% okay. I think there's nothing wrong. People want to make something out of – it's so funny. If you were an alien and you only learned about the Philadelphia Eagles through media, not in Philadelphia – you would think this is the most dysfunctional team.
Yeah,
you would think this team was terrible, didn't have a winning record, didn't have one loss in their last like 12 games. Like you'd be like, oh, this is obviously a dumpster fire. If you, as somebody, as a fan of the team, so therefore I follow them on social, and if you look at the clips that are put out on social and the weekly recaps they do and the mic'd up sounds, everybody appears to love each other. This team is so harmonious. Everybody is just hugging and joking and laughing. And all they act and react like brothers that are, you know, have a mission that they're trying to execute on. So I think a lot of it is just tuning out that outside noise and continuing to focus on the task at hand, getting done what you need to get done, and handed that ball to 26.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just,
you know, you know what we did that the Ravens didn't do? Handed it to 26 times.
Run the damn ball.
When you got Derrick Henry back there, you don't give it to him less than 20 times.
As Michael Wilbon would say, run the damn ball. I will say it's a lot of the content game. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of like the rep that Philly fans have, but it seems like the media being like, oh, they want the smoke. We'll give them the smoke. But yeah, that team and just Saquon and Jalen's relationship and the AJ Brown thing, everyone wants to make a deal, but it's like, no, it's like sometimes you fight with your brothers. Like that's just what it is.
This is what it is.
I think this team is very good. Looking at it on paper now, I don't think there is any way that they lose to the Washington Commanders. But
it's
also boring too to get the same like two or three teams in the playoff or in the Super Bowl every year.
We're gonna get a new team.
Buffalo. That's true. Buffalo will be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's move on to it. Let's talk about it.
Hold on. Couple things. I need to advance this theory again. I think I touched on it loosely last week. But Buffalo lost four times in the Super Bowl, all to NFC East opponents. If they get there again, they get to lose to the final NFC opponent because we didn't beat them in the 90s and 80s. It was the Cowboys twice. It was the Giants. And it was the Washington Commandos by their former name at the time. Second thing I want to get off. Can we just laugh at the Cowboys that every team in the NFC East, in the NFC, has now made the NFC championships before they have since made it again?
Wow. Is that really, every team. Is that true?
I went through it today in my head because Marcus, shout out to Marcus, who doesn't listen to the show, also gave us the name of the show. There was a meme, I guess, that he saw, and he put it in Discord. And I had to go through every team in my head, and I was like, okay, yeah, you get the Cardinals with Kurt Warner. Let's go by. So NFC West, you get the Cardinals with Kurt Warner. San Francisco's made it a couple times. The Seahawks have won Super Bowls and been to and lost another Super Bowl. The Rams obviously won a Super Bowl. All right, let's go to the NFC North. Chicago, Rex Grossman year when they made it to the Super Bowl.
The Packers. That's terrible.
The Packers, you know, Brett Favre has done it. Aaron Rodgers has done it. Detroit last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Detroit Vikings. Was one of the last ones.
Detroit was one of the last ones. Detroit and Washington Commandos were the last ones. Detroit last year, Vikings, when they lost to Philly in 2018 against Nick Foles versus Case Keenum. So, boom. Also, I want to say the 15-1 Vikings also made it as well, if I'm not mistaken. So, let's go to the NFC South. Saints have won a Super Bowl. Obviously, they made it. Carolina Panthers made it to a Super Bowl. Made it to two Super Bowls. 15-1 team. Tampa Bay just won a Super Bowl. Also, they won the Super Bowl in 2002. So that's since. Who's the last team there? Saints, Carolina, Falcons. Atlanta. Falcons, the Dirty Bird Falcons, and the 28-3 Falcons. NFC East, the Eagles have made it several times. They've won a Super Bowl. The Giants, two Super Bowls. And the Commanders, now the last team to that needed to complete this. Since 91, they hadn't made it. The last time the Cowboys made it, I want to say, is 95. So, boom. Every team in the NFC has now been to the NFC Championship game since the last time the Cowboys have made the NFC Championship game.
That's insane.
Crazy.
God. All right. Let's talk
about But Landman, right? Landman.
The Landman. All right. We'll just do, because we'll talk more about these games in depth next week, and we're coming up on an hour. So let's talk about them quickly. As far as predictions, Kansas City, Buffalo, who you got?
For the record, I think Buffalo. I want Buffalo to win just for the narrative of it all. But for the picking purposes, I'm going to pick Kansas City.
I'm in the exact same boat. I'd rather Buffalo win. I think Buffalo has a fighter's chance. Obviously, they beat them in the regular season. But this, we were talking about this earlier before the mics went on. But the reason why, like, people don't like scripted shows that have sports in them is because you're like, oh, well, this is scripted. We already know what's going to happen. This feels kind of like that. Like, I really want Buffalo to win, but they won in the regular season, and history has taught us statistically teams that lose to teams in the regular season a lot of times can beat them in the postseason. So I think Kansas City
They're the ones with
it.
Something to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So I think
we just saw it with Buffalo and Baltimore.
Yep. All right. Yeah, and Baltimore put it on them in week four.
Yeah, 35-10. I got Philly, obviously.
Yeah, I know I said this about a couple of games, and I was right on a few, and I was wrong on a few. I don't think this one is close.
Yeah. I don't think it should be close. But Philly will find a way to make it close. Trust me. Because they want me to have a heart attack. But I will say, final narrative thing. Who did the Eagles play in the 2004-2005 season Super Bowl?
The Patriots. Didn't they lose to the Patriots?
Yes. Who did they beat in the 2018 Super Bowl?
The Patriots.
Who did the Eagles play in their last Super Bowl?
Kansas City.
Feel redemption story coming here, baby.
Oh, okay.
If it does end up being the two of us, I feel like we only win Super Bowls when it's a redemption.
Yeah.
So, and it's the year I get married. We got to do it this year. We got to do it this year, Freddie.
If they win the Super Bowl, will you wear a Saquon Barkley jersey at the altar?
I don't think I'd get away with it, but you trust and believe. I might, as you my undershirt, under I might suit? Wear my Jalen. I might wear my Jalen 1 Kelly Green, you know? Might throw that on.
You should. If they win the Super Bowl, you should wear that underneath.
Things can be negotiated.
Do we have you on the record as of now? Well, you need to ask permission to wear something under your suit?
It depends. If it shows through the white shirt, then yeah, it kind of, you know, I'd have to see what it looks like. But
right. Trust,
I will wear it in the fellas lounge where we're getting ready beforehand.
Got it. All right. Let's move on. All right. National championship in college football. Ohio State was thumping Notre Dame, and they came back to make it a lot closer than it should have been. Ohio State wins the national championship. We know Joe hates Ohio State. I'm not the biggest fan either. I really had no horse in this race. I could care less who won the game. Will Howard actually looked really good in this game. Marcus Freeman, we love him. They got the running game kind of going, but it didn't matter because Ohio State was just putting points up. So they had to throw it in the end, and Notre Dame's not known for that, even though they did bring it within, what was it, within five, within seven?
It was within eight. Then Ohio State ended it with a field goal that pushed it a little more.
Yeah.
Pushed it to 11.
The game, it was weird because the game, I want to say, was a lot closer than the final score reflects, but also it wasn't a lot closer than the final score because they were up 21, what was it, 21-7 going into halftime or 28-14, something like that.
I think when I got home, so spoiler alert, folks, I didn't watch the movie. I didn't watch the game. I went to a movie. But yeah, when I came home and I turned it on, and I hadn't looked it up in the car or anything, turned it on. 28-7
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I'm good.
We honestly, so for those of you listening, a lot of times when we record on these Monday nights, I will text Joe when whatever the game is. Joe will be like, well, let's see where the game's at. And the last two Monday nights, Joe's been like, yeah, we can go. That's how unclose these games have been.
Well, the funny thing is, due to the scheduling, when you texted me, I think you texted because I said we could do this afternoon because of Martin Luther King Day, or we could do tonight. And you said tonight, and I was like, man, why would we do tonight? And then you were like, well, we could do the same thing with the, you know, if it's close, if it's not. And I was like, there's not a playoff game today. I was like, I think Brennan is losing his marbles. Like, I think the concussions are catching up to him. There's only one Monday night NFL playoff game. Like, what is he talking? And I was like, oh snap.
The national championship
game is today.
Yeah, so, you know, congrats to Ohio State, but nobody cares. You still can't beat
no
Michigan.
Congrats
nobody
to Ohio
cares.
State. No congrats to Ohio State.
Ryan Day's still probably going to be out.
On 11.
All right, now the reason everyone really comes to this podcast. Let's talk the NBA, shall we?
Ooh, let's talk it. Let's talk it. Nuggets
OKC,
beat
got a little
your
redemption.
Orlando Magics. Yeah. OKC did get big redemption on Cleveland. They beat them by 20 points.
They were
was
by like
aggressive.
40 in the first quarter.
But Denver beat your Magic the other night, boy. Denver right now squarely in that fourth spot. What else happened? Detroit had a big win against the Knicks the other day. That was fun to see. Milwaukee has semi righted the ship there.
Did you see John Morant's dunk on Wemby?
Ooh, on Wemby. I did see that.
Highlight. That was insane. Boston destroyed. I was watching a little bit of this game today. Boston destroyed Golden State, at least some of the parts I was watching. At one point, they were up by like 35.
Golden State outside looking in right now, sitting at 11. Tied right now, though, with Phoenix Sun.
Yeah, final was 125-85.
Ooh, wee. That's aggressive.
Yeah. Man. Porzingis is back.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Knicks won by 19 today against Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta sneaky holding
Atlanta
holding
Hawks
water.
Getting up there. Yeah, I was about to say they keep dipping every once in a while, but they were without Jalen Johnson for quite some time, and he's been really good for them. And he just came back from injury a couple of days ago. So that is interesting to see.
I am fascinated by the Grizzlies story because all the drama that they had.
Oh,
with John
man,
Moran
who did the
year,
Clippers?
Now
the Clippers destroyed fucking Brooklyn the other night. That shit was insane.
Yeah, but Brooklyn's that was good. Insane. Oh my god,
I know, but they still
but that
destroyed.
Final score. That's 60 points.
Yeah, it was insane. It was. At one point, I looked and it was like they were up like double what they had. I was like, holy smokes! The Kings like seven games.
They won by double of what they had, 126-67.
It was crazy. The Kings went on their seven-game win streak. Then they finally took an L, and now they've won their last two. So they're 9-10, nine of their last 10. A lot of good basketball going on. Delving a little more into it now that the NFL season is winding down and college is completely done. So we'll be getting a little more in-depth. Philly, still the most head-scratcher of all things. They got all these pieces. I think all of them are back healthy in some
they're gonna miss
way,
the playoffs.
Shape, or form now. And they are on a 6-game losing streak, and they're 2.5 behind. No, they're 2 games behind the Bulls, who are on a 5-game losing streak of their own for the 10th seed. So
the Pistons and the dysfunctional Heat might bounce the 76ers out of the playoffs.
Yeah. The dysfunctional Heat is an understatement.
It's very sad, but Magic held at 4 for the longest time, even with all those injuries. And now we're getting people back. And we're slipping. We're slipping.
It's crazy. Yeah. Paolo's back. I think Franz is still a little bit away, but very interesting to say in the least.
We've lost 5 out of the last 6. This is not good.
Not good. Not right. good. Lost 7 in your last 10. Yeah. Tough seats. Nope.
You'd be surprised how quick.
Quick! Name it hits quick hit.
All right. Let's get to the quick hits. Joe, anything going on in the NHL world we need to know about?
Spencer Knight has been on a little bit of a heater. He had 34 saves yesterday, had a shutout against the Anaheim Ducks. That was pretty impressive. Before that, though, we had lost to the Red Wings 5-2. Don't want to talk about that. But that was coming off of being the Devils 2-1. We're in the midseason malaise of the NHL season. We're slowly getting to their all-star break, which is a different format this year, I believe. Nations are playing
like
each other.
Years.
I think, but this time I think it's nations are playing. So like U.S. is playing Canada, I want to say, and there's another nation. There are another two nations that will be
playing.
Yeah,
isn't it like Finland, Canada, the
yeah,
U.S.?
Yeah, I wanted to say
like,
Finnish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but right now we are a couple games back, a couple points back, sorry, of the Maple Leafs for the top of the Atlantic. Lightning been on a little bit of a surge to get that third spot in the Atlantic. Ottawa has fallen back a bit. They're one in the wild card. The Bruins are two in the wild card. The Caps, who have been on a heater, Sweden. Four-game win streak right now. Sweden is the last name. Finland is speed. The Caps, who have been on a heater, four-game win streak, 7 of their last 10. They're at the top of the Metro. Behind them is the Hurricanes and the Devils. In the Western Conference, you got the Jets, who sit atop of the Central. The Minnesota Wild, Dallas Stars, then the Vegas Golden Knights up top, Edmonton right behind them. And I think Connor McDavid just got suspended for cross-checking or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I saw that. Crazy.
Two people got suspended.
Yeah, that's wild. Kings right behind that, and then the wild card, you got the Avs and the Flames.
I find this fascinating that Finland can field an entire national team just
Finland has a lot of... Alexander Barkov
really? He's Finnish?
My Panthers, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just lost my words there. I wanted to say so many nicknamey things and I just couldn't get it out. But yeah, Barkov is a Finnish player as well. I would say he took the Stanley Cup over to Finland to like his hometown, the part of the tour when he had it. So, yeah.
How did he get the Stanley Cup through
TSA?
Yeah. I was going to make a Finnish joke, but I decided to go against it and just let you set me up for TSA.
What was a Finnish joke?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something like, how did he get it through the goat's butt?
Oh.
Because it's not a real country. All right. Time for everyone's favorite segment of the podcast. We're talking Fulham Corner on a bit of a win streak, aren't we, Joe?
Coming on a win after coming off an L. We had beat Watford in the FA Cup game, lost to West Ham annoyingly. Did I talk about that? I talked about that, right?
Yeah, we talked about
okay.
that.
Okay. I was going to say, did I talk about that? That was infuriating. But then we played Leicester, and Brennan, I'd like to let you know that we played a bottom table team and we did what we were supposed to.
Finally,
we beat them 2-0, two goals in the second half, both set up by Harry Wilson, one by Emil Smith Rowe, nice little header, and then one by Adama Traore. So yeah. We took two goals, got a win, called it a day, and just kept it moving, kept it pushing. Good to see. Good to know that we can still do that. Sitting at 10th in the table right now. How far from the top are we, though? We have 33 points.
A lot.
We're like five. No, we're 5 points off from fifth seed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Liverpool. I was like, Liverpool's up.
Oh, no. We ain't getting Liverpool. Liverpool's out of here.
Yeah.
Man City, who's been dealing with a lot of injuries, they're in our sights. We play Man U this week, who have been falling on their faces. I think they lost to Everton. No, they lost to Brighton this past week. So yeah, that is going to be interesting. And did we beat them to start the year? I can't remember. It's been so long now. Did we lose to them or did we beat them?
I said 30. They're only up 27 points. It's not as bad.
Yeah, I know, but it's basically 30. It's almost 30. You were right. You were close. You give yourself some credit, everybody. I need to see. I'm a dog with a bone on this one.
What do you think?
We lost. Oh. We lost 1-0 to Man U to start the season. Was it like a late goal? I think it was a goal like in the 80th minute. The 87th minute. I remember this game all over again. It's so annoying. But yeah, we need to get on top of them early. Pause. Hey, yo. We need to get on top of them early and just be relentless and not fear them. We've beaten them in the past couple of seasons and play them tough in every matchup we've had, like, the last three seasons, honestly. So we just got to take control of the game early and be relentless and just press them and force them to make a mistake and take advantage of that. Really good having Berga back. That was really key for the midfield. Hopefully Emil Smith-Rowe goes on a bit of a scoring streak here after breaking the duck for quite some time, that he was on for quite some time. So, yeah, on and upward for the lads.
Boom. Beautiful. Love it. Let's do the press conference and get out of here.
All righty.
I really got to think
it's... We'll bring you the press conference in its entirety.
Joe, I was about to say, I really got to come up with something to say when we end that segment because you got to like stop the music, turn it up.
Yeah.
Find it. And then you did it so fast. I was like, oh, never mind. Joe, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Joe Dorval. Twitter, Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky. Is that all the things?
Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and your website?
At Joe Dorval. You can check out my merch at headphonejoe.etsy.com. You can check out all the music under the moniker Headphone Joe, no, oh, no, E in the Phone. Don't forget to check out all the other shows on the network. That is A New Low. That is Who Does a Podcast. We just did Mufasa, and then we're about to do the 1972 Cabaret. So
okay,
that should be fun. Going back in the archive, do a traditional little musical there. So, yeah. That's everything you need to know. Brennan, what about you?
At Brennan T Comedy on all social media, BrennanTComedy.com. I got a bunch of dates coming up in the spring. I kept telling people I was going on tour in the summer, and then I told them it was April, June, March, April. And they're like, that's the spring, asshole.
Said, you don't know your seasons, Florida boy.
Check out BrennanTComedy.com. Oh, and listen to my other podcast if you want. It's called X Drinking Buddy. I have a guest on every week to talk about their best and worst drinking, drug, party, and getting in trouble stories. My guest this week went to Harvard. I've known him for 3.5 years. Never knew that about
him. That was crazy.
And played soccer.
Soccer player.
Played soccer in Europe for a little while. Do you like how I asked
him? Yeah, I wish you would have said a team.
I know. I kind of wanted to push a little because I was like, oh, was it like Champions League or like, because there's like 15 different leagues.
Like League Two or like Nations.
League
but still,
two
just a name.
Terrible.
Like I can find out a name.
Yeah. I mean, Wrexham was like League Two.
Was it MK Dons? Was it Walsall?
I'm going to have to text him to ask him. But anyway,
Grimsby Town.
Oh, God. You know? Here we go.
What happened? Sometimes you know some of these lower division clubs.
Yeah. That's it. And that's why we play the game.
Hello. Yeah, let me see. Get us out of here.
Let's take that again. So, yeah, so check out all that. And, yeah, that's it.
All right, Brennan, get me out of here because I bought FIFA.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, and that's why we play the game.
Got FIFA on Steam, man. Hello.
Hello. Huge shout out. Josh Allen, man. One more game. Can you do it?
Huge shout out Saquon, baby.